Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and during our Haiti coverage on Thursday's show, we had a caller named Charles from here in New York who pleaded for help for his mother, who was trapped under her collapsed home in Port-au-Prince. Charles knew where she was but was having trouble contacting officials to tell them where to find her. He gave his mother's address on the air twice, and we helped to follow up on the advice that he got from our guests to contact his elected officials, Senator Gillibrand and Senator Schumer, who did try to help Charles, we understand, as well as did an ABC News crew that called us to say they had a crew in the area of his mother's house and would try to go there. Charles is back with us now. Unfortunately, I also have to report that his mother died from her injuries. But Charles, welcome back to WNYC, and I am so, so sorry about your mother and for your loss.
First off, I need to tell you, thank God for your show, because after I spoke with my mom underneath the rubble, I couldn't get help from any numbers that they had on TV to help me out. And then because of your show, I was able to talk to Anna Philip. I thank her very much, because that's the only way I would have known about my mom, if she was still alive or not. And I wanted you guys to know that my mother, she's a wonderful mom. She was always there for me. And only one time that I was supposed to be there for her, and I was unable to do so. And now I found out certain people in the neighborhood retrieved her body, buried it near the side of her house. If only I could get to her before they threw her away, that would be the best thing happened to me. And if anybody out there listening, the news crew or whatever, if they could help me retrieve her body to bury her, that's all I ask for. And I thank you very much for what you've done.
Thank you. Charles, your hope now is that she gets a proper burial rather than, did you say before they throw her away?
Yes, because as I could see on TV, that all these people, they are buried them in mass graves. And my mother doesn't deserve to be buried in mass graves, because we are four in New York, four of my siblings. We all want to bury her, but we're unable to go there. There's no way to get there. And I try everything in my power. I even call every airline. If I could get to Santo Domingo and cross the border and pay for an helicopter, all these routes were impossible. Even the White House mentioned that it's better for American citizens not to go there, because they can't be busy rescuing American people while they're trying to help the Haitians. So right now I'm in a dire situation, because they said that if I leave her body there, it's most likely one of the dogs will sniff her body out, and they'll have to remove her because she's in a residential area.
How helpful were elected officials or news organizations after your call on Thursday?
Well, Chuck Schumer's office called me, and Congressman's office called me, and I believe NBC and ABC. So I was able to get contacted with Anna Phillips. She's the one that made it all possible.
ABC News?
Yes. And I love them for that, but unfortunately, they were late when they arrived to my mother's house, and now all I'm trying to do is get the body out of there, and for her to have a proper burial. I don't know anything. I don't know what to do. I've been on the phone like crazy. I call every friend. I try to put my name in every website, and all I need is help to get her body before they throw it away, man.
You also have a four-month-old daughter and her mom in Haiti. Is that right?
Yes, I also do. And I would like, if anybody could help me with the immigration status, I could just save her life. She's down there. She's in dire. They told me that there's no food, there's nothing, and that kid is only 4 months old. It's possible that she'll die of starvation. Because also, I found out, around my mother's house, those people have no help. The rescue haven't reached there. Even though ABC have gone there, And these people, none of them are receiving any kind of aid for the neighborhood. They are in a dire situation, the entire neighborhood. I haven't been eating since the incident occurred. I don't understand.
What's the immigration issue?
There is none. She's my kid. She could come here because I'm a U.S. citizen. But unfortunately, I thought she was too small for me to move her out of her mom. But now that this situation have occurred, I'm just trying to save her life by bringing her in. There is no complicated immigration issue. It's a question of you can't do any papers there because there's no place to go. So the only thing I could do, I could airlift her to Santo Domingo or anywhere else, so I could go through the legal procedures until I could get her legally here, but it's not a problem.
And how are you, Charles? How are you holding up? You've got this tragedy in your life with your
this
mother.
I've been gone to work. I love my mom very much, and I'm trying my best to hold on. I'm the eldest of the family, and now I got to be there for the others. I have a sister of mine. Once she heard the news, she went nuts. She's in the G buildings and the hospital, not Bellevue.
That's okay. You don't have to say what hospital your sister is in, but you're saying she's having mental health issues as a result of the stress.
She just not once she heard the news. It's very hard on us because we are a tight family that love each other, and my mom, she was the only one doing everything for us, always there for us. We never really have a chance to do anything for her because she's always doing for us. And like I said, the only time that I had a chance to prove to her that I love her as much, she loved me to do something for her. And that's when the tragedy occurred, and I couldn't do anything about it. That's why I was crazy calling everywhere, every place. And when I heard her on the phone at 8:15, I told her, Mom, don't cry, don't say anything. I'm going to do everything possible in life to do for you because you've done for us. And I was unable to reach her. So I don't know. If she's looking down, she knows I try.
Charles, if she's looking down, she knows you're a good son, and at least you have that, because look at all the effort that you went to. You tried elected officials and hotlines. You called this radio show, and you did everything you could for your mother. That's for sure. And I'm so sorry for your loss. And I hope that your daughter gets to this country, which it sounds like she's legally able to do. And I hope that you find a way to logistically do that and get a proper burial for your mother. Charles, good luck.
Thank you.
Now, yesterday, I hosted our annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day event, which we will be hearing a lot of later in the show. And during the discussion, which included Haiti's envoy to the United Nations here in New York, Johnny McCullough, we got a question about dual citizenship for Haitian Americans and whether that would help some of them in the crisis. Let's listen to that question from a member of the audience and the first part of Johnny McCullough's response.
The question is to the congressman and, of course, to the Haitian envoy. Since the last 60 years, you and I know very well United States, England, Canada, and France, and the rest of the world, the Big Eight, from time to time, they've been to Haiti, and we remove the professional to come here or other place to serve their needs. Haiti is not poor. 30% of Haitians are poor. We have 45,000 Americans living in Haiti. They are not poor. Now, the question is, Congressman or the U.S. envoy, I mean, Haitian envoy, is there any possibility for us, the Haitian American, to have a dual citizenship for us to be able to go home and help them? Because, as you know, we have more engineers here, doctors here, lawyers, teachers, all the professional Haitians are here. What are the chances for us to have a dual citizenship like everybody else, like Dominican Republic, Iraqis, Afghanistan, to help our country?
It is a great question. And freedom to emigrate is a double-edged sword, Johnny.
I'm all in favor of that. It is a double-edged sword, but I think that, you know, with respect to the damage that has come to Haiti, I don't know that you need to wait for dual citizenship in order to get involved in the reconstruction of the country. I think that my personal belief is that Haitians should be front and center in the efforts to rebuild the country, and that means Haitians from all over the world, including Haitian Americans, in this country. And in that sense, the real challenge is finding a way for you and others to be involved at various levels of the efforts that are being made with the support of the United States. Now, before the earthquake occurred, there was going to be elections in Haiti at the end of February, and one of the key things that the new parliament was going to take up was this very issue of dual citizenship. Unfortunately, that has been postponed, but it is just a postponement. I think that the leaders of the country, as well as a lot of other people in that country, have already recognized that the contributions of the Haitians who are living abroad is essential to the rebuilding of the country, to the economic development of the country, and that, in fact, there should be embrace and barriers that exist should be lifted.
Johnny McCullough, Haiti's envoy to the United Nations here in New York. We will follow up on that in just a minute with Praz Michel, Haitian-American actor, rapper, film producer, and original member of the Fugees, with Wycliffe Jean and Lauren Hill. We will talk to Praz Michel and more about Haiti in a minute. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.